Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I'm the host of this show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. So if you have never been on the show before, if you've never stopped to listen, then extra welcome to you. Thank you so much for stopping to listen. And if you have listened to this podcast before, then welcome back. As you all know, I am really going with the flow in terms of the podcast this year so far. I'm really feeling into many different areas of all of the things and being guided as I am kind of navigating each turn and each step, and it feels really good. So I am feeling so good as we are stepping into spring at the time of this recording. We are moving through the wheel of the year and we are entering Beltane, which is a beautiful time where we honor that sacred fire. And I love this time of year. It is literally when everything is heating up, you know, in the outside world and within ourselves in terms of seeds and intentions that have been planted, let's say at the time of, let's say, I don't know, Imbolc, Ostara, times around there in the beginning of the year where you could have planted some intentions and now we have and are watering that in preparation for the harvest later this year, both energetically and physically if you own land. So it's really a beautiful time to be in this energy, to just allow yourself to ebb and the flow through the energy of all that is. And a lot of what I talk about on this podcast is the spiritual journey, which I love to talk about that, and weaving in human design as well. So I am all about really kind of leaning into the energies of who we are, where we are, and this environment, right? Like the season and the environment of where we are as well. So that's what got me kind of feeling into the topic of this episode, which is all about the reflector aura. As you know, if you are a human design junkie like me, or you have been studying the system for some time, or maybe you don't know anything about it and you're just kind of beginning to learn about it. Either way, human design is fantastic system. I think of it as like a biohacking system, literally, where you can really understand your energy and understand how to use it in order to navigate your life so that you can meet more flow versus resistance, which is really the core of the system. So what I want to kind of start to pick apart on this episode is the reflector aura, as I mentioned before. So what I mean by that is there are five types in human design. And if you are unfamiliar with the system, you could just Google that, five types of human design, and it will literally tell you the different types. Now, sometimes you will just see it say four types, and that's just because they're lumping the generator and the manifesting generator together, which I don't like to do just because I feel, you know, as an MG, I can sense how my energy flows differently than my generator friends. But we have the manifester, that is 8% of the planet.
planet, we have the generator that is around 37-ish% of the planet. We have the manifesting generator, which is at about 32-33% of the planet. We have our projectors, about 22-23%. And then we have reflectors, which are only at 1% of the planet. And that's really why I kind of want to talk about this aura, because I feel like I found it interesting that I had a couple of reflector readings, which I thought was super interesting because they're only 1%. So I've only ever done readings for a handful of reflectors, and my partner is a reflector. So I just find it fascinating, you know, that I've had lots of reflectors coming into my field. And I thought, why not talk about this aura? Because I feel like in a very real way, we are all here to kind of embody this as well and kind of understand how to use this energy in our own life, because it's so beneficial the way that they're, the traits that they have in our designed to navigate through these different traits in their auric field. And I feel like it's so beneficial just to do this period, like for anybody who it doesn't matter, like what your type is. I just think it's really beautiful thing to embody this way of life, let's say, being a reflector. So let's talk a little bit about the reflector aura and like what that's kind of the vibe is. And then I would love it if you can kind of just start to feel into the energy of this aura and realize like how in your life you can actually start to embody this a little bit and realize like, oh, where in my life can I do more of that? Because that seems like a good way of doing life. And I really feel like it's just a staple aura in the universe. Like it's kind of a staple to be able to navigate it like this. So first and foremost, every single energy type has a vibe, right? It has like a way in which their aura is used. So the description for the reflector aura is sampling resistant and filtering. Okay, so that's the description for the reflector aura. And I love it because just the best explanation I've ever heard for a reflector is that they are kind of like high vibe water mills, which I think that's like perfect because they're literally like anywhere they go, they are sampling the energy of what is around them. And then they are sort of resisting whatever doesn't feel in alignment, and they are filtering, meaning they're like flowing. It should really be flowing, sampling resistant and flowing and to keep going, right? Because if a water mill stops and it becomes stagnant, then it's holding on to water and it's not moving forward. It's not fulfilling its purpose, right? So the number one most important thing that is so important for all reflectors, and I bring this up a lot in their reading, is to practice the energy of non-attachment. And I think that's so important for all of us to do, is to practice the energy of non-attachment. And the reason why that's so important is because there's so much that we are already navigating in life, right? Like everyday life, kids, family, job, you know, career, all of the things, household duties that we like need to do, cooking, cleaning, all of the things. And I really just feel so strongly that like, if we could practice the energy of non-attachment, we will be flowing like the highest expression of a reflector aura, which is just flowing through life, right? And reflectors, their environment, what human design says is their environment can literally lead them to their life's purpose. What does that mean? That just means that as they're flowing through life, okay, so like you just imagine that you're like flowing through life. As they're flowing through life, they are kind of picking up energy everywhere that they go, slash picking up water everywhere that they go. And they're designed to really keep flowing, meaning not hold on to an experience like, ooh, that's me, that experience is me. And, you know, and that's me now, and I'm just going to hold on to that. And they're designed to really just experience things with non-attachment and keep flowing into new environments. And from that space, they can actually step into life, very aligned people, places, opportunities, and things. And I find that like really helpful way to live life, period. As I was giving these readings to these reflectors, I was reflecting on myself. And I'm like, okay, are you doing this? Because this is such a healthy way to live life, like to just be in non-attachment and kind of say like, all right, like I'm experiencing this thing. Maybe it's not my vibe. Sweet. Like, let's move on, like keep flowing and going, and also just be in non-attachment with the experience so that I'm not taking that energy into that next thing that I'm doing in my life. It's so important not to do that, because then you're going to going to shift into your not self theme, whatever that is for you, depending on your type, before reflector, it's disappointment, right? It's this real feeling of just feeling down, like disappointed, underwhelmed, let down. And all of that really stems from this energy of feeling as though you are attaching yourself to an experience, a place, a thing, an emotion, and feeling like, wow, that was such an amazing experience or a period in my life or whatever. And like, I'm that energy now and I'm just going to stay stuck there, you know? And if I'm not experiencing that, then I'm going to stay stuck and I'm just going to not flow forward. It's this life of non-attachment. That's like the biggest theme, the highest expression for a reflector is to not get attached to the different energies and emotions that they're flowing through life and experiencing through their environments, and instead release, right? Detach, and to keep on flowing and moving through life. The disappointment for them only comes when they hold on to the energy. Just imagine a watermill that's not moving forward and it's just staying stuck there. Eventually it's going to rust out. It's holding onto crummy water. So that's going to get gross. So that's literally the energy of a reflector. And I think that all of us can be doing this and remembering to do it, even if we're experiencing downfalls in life, or even a super up in life where it feels like we're going forward, we're moving forward, we're doing the damn thing, we're knocking out projects, we're making shit happen, we're making connections, we're meeting the people and all these things. And it feels like a major up. We can get super attached to that and be like, oh my gosh, like it can feel like that, you know, 3 to 60 vibe, which is that channel in human design where can feel literally like an arrow shooting forward, right? And it's like hitting that bullseye and having that come up feels so good. Like, yes, it's like the channel of innovation, like F yeah, we're kicking ass. But then feeling like, you know, if people with the 3 to 60, which, you know, is that middle channel that connects that root to that sacral, they can really feel like if things aren't happening and moving forward in life, then they can really kind of feel like, oh my gosh, like get really underwhelmed. It can actually lead to melancholy and, you know, days, weeks, or months, or even years sometimes of depression. So the 3 to 60 is one of the most powerful channels in human design. I love people with the 3 to 60. They are so powerful. They're such fantastic innovators, and they are so like, they can get the shit done basically. And they're fantastic at innovation and moving through anything that could get in the way of that. But what is the vibe? The vibe is kind of like non-attachment, going for it, and understanding that the moon isn't always full, right? And like honoring the fact when that arrow is pulling back, it's actually just gaining momentum. It doesn't mean that life is over, nothing's happening. It's just like a pause of like, okay, got it. Like pulling that arrow back, and I'm gaining momentum right now. And I think that that's so important to remember with the reflector aura, is like understanding that the moon isn't always full. You're not every single experience, not everything that you do in life is going to be mind-blowing, amazing, fantastic, right? And it's important to not get stuck in things when they feel a little crummy too. If you have an experience, if you go to an environment that's not your vibe, and just be like, got it. Like that wasn't my thing. I'm flowing and I'm going and I'm releasing that energy that is not me. And thank you for that experience. Thank you for that clarity on that's not my vibe. And now I'm moving forward to this next thing in my life. And I think through that journey of non-attachment, every single energy type can do this and can really kind of allow themselves to be carried by life. And that's what they say with reflectors. They truly are the most carried by the universe because they have this thing that's happening in their vibe of non-attachment. And that is also why their self-theme is surprise. Think about that. You can't be surprised unless you don't know what's about to happen, right? And the only way to not know what's about to happen is if you're shifting and moving through life in this more spontaneous way that's allowing you to have new experiences, allowing you to meet new people, allowing you to be put in new environments. It's so important. And I've been learning that a lot in my own life, like when I'm going places and doing things and learning to be more spontaneous. And like, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen in this situation. Like, I don't know what's going to unfold within the next hour or two. I don't know what's going to happen if I go up to that person and I introduce myself. But what's the worst that can happen? You know, like it, they could end up being really crummy or something. And then I can just kind of check that name off my list and keep moving on. Like it's not something that I would need to attach my energy to and make it like it's my life now, right? Or get super underwhelmed or disappointed by the experience. So what they say for reflectors is, like I mentioned, their environment can literally lead them to their life's purpose, which I think is super beautiful. All they have to do is flow and be open to that surprise and open to that next possible thing happening. They're fantastic people at discerning if people, places, and things are healthy. I think that's like really cool. Like my reflector guy is like really good at discerning if people, places, or things are healthy. Like he's just kind of this gauge for it. And it makes me feel super comfortable and like I can rest assured that like this thing is going to be a good thing and it's not instead going to be toxic or something like that. The other thing that I really love about the reflector aura that I feel like we all can do is they to take time, you know, part of their healthy aura is taking time to empty out. Okay. So think about that water mill again, but also this clearing practice of taking time to really clear out. And I was thinking about this actually this past weekend because I got into this, like last week was crazy for me. I had like Zoom calls all day, every day, and it really started to like lower my vibration, right? Like I started to feel like I don't like this, like feel like I have a beautiful window leading out to nature and I'm like I just want to get outside. Like I want to like put my feet on the ground, I want to create a fire. A lot of times I do work from outside. But because of these commitments, these Zoom calls, I had to kind of be inside, right? To kind of give that person my full attention and respect. And I couldn't just be like outside, you know, with like tons of other noise and stuff. So it was by the end of the week, let me tell you, I really was like, no. Like I was like putting a boundary with myself. I was like, don't ever do that again. Like it, my calendar last week was like so many Zoom calls. And I told myself, I'm not going to do that again. It is not my vibe to be on Zoom calls all day. I don't like it. I got a lot done, met a lot of great people. That was fantastic. I really like, that's cool. But at the same time, fuck that. Like, I'm like, I need to be outside, get my feet on the ground, hear the birds, be in nature. And I love working from nature. I love it. Like, I love, you know, going on social media, getting all that shit done, doing whatever I need to do from nature. It doesn't feel like work to me. Like I come back inside fully charged, you know, from whatever it is that I've been doing, even if I am working off of a to-do list. So that's the other thing that when I was doing these reflector readings, I was thinking about how their environment is so important to them. And I just feel like a lot of times we, like all of us can take something from that and just be like, yeah, like it's important for me to feel good in my environment, for it to feel good to me. I was just thinking that, you know, I've been thinking that for a while now in my own house, where in the front of my house, my partner's very artistic and he has lots of amazing paintings and all kinds of really cool art and stuff like that. But I need it to like lighten up the space. Like I wanted to paint it like a golden yellow, right? Like for a while. And I kept telling myself, like, I'm going to do it to kind of open it up a bit. And finally, I was like, no, like I'm going to buy the paint. Like I'm going to head there. I'm going to do it. I like created that boundary with myself. Why? Because I work from home. So it's like, if I walk into a room, I want it to feel good. And I just think it's so important for all of us to really feel about our environment and be like, what does it feel? Does it feel good in here to me? Or does it feel sick? Does it feel dirty? Does it feel like I need to freaking clean this shit? Like it doesn't feel healthy to me. It's so important that the environment feels healthy. And it's interesting because reflector children are so sensitive to their environment. They can actually get like skin rashes and stuff like that, like eczema and stuff, if their environment is not healthy. So it can reflect in their health. And I just thought, wow, like even though I don't like that for anybody, like I don't want anyone to get sick or to not feel well due to an environment. But at the same time, I'm just thinking like, wow, what a fantastic gauge. Like what a way to navigate life to have that gauge in you to be like, no, like this is not feel good to me. Even if you are, you know, like there's lots, there's not, I don't want to say lots, but there are gates and channels and stuff like that in the body graph that lean more towards sensitivity. So off the top of my head, I'm thinking of gate 19, which is sensing people's needs. And so if you have gate 19 in any of your primary placements, which is going to be like sun, earth, in Jupiter and stuff like that, or your Venus, you are somebody who has an abundance, you know, or maybe in your north node, the direction of your life, you are somebody who has an abundance of this sensing people's needs. So you have this like empathic nature. Or, you know, if you have that 19 to 49 channel, which actually connects the root to up to the right to the solar plexus, then that's somebody who surely is someone who is more empathic in nature. And I am forgetting the actual name of that channel. I think it's, but I know that we kind of nickname it like the empathic humanitarian kind of vibe. And I really like it for the 19 to 49 people. But I'm just bringing up these channels and these gates to just say that like you could be somebody who's a generator or who's a projector and have some of these more sensing kind of energy where you're more sensitive to people and the things that are around you. And so I love the idea of living more in this reflector way where we are really navigating our environments and we're holding a high standard to ourselves to be like, no, like this does not feel good to me. Like I need to clean it up in here. I need to shift this around. This space needs some feng shui. Like I'm not vibing with it, whatever it is. I'm just saying that I just think it's so important for us to take the time to really create a space that feels good to us. And that might be taking a day out to clean out those boxes or to move some shit around, you know, like I don't know what it is, or to decorate in a way that feels so good to you, you know? And there's so many things that I can think of within the body graph that do have to do with environment and how people are being navigated through the energy of their environment to live in a space that feels super high vibe for them. So I love this energy. I've been really in it lately, like I mentioned. So I just wanted to bring that energy on the podcast and talk about this energy of the reflector and how we can really seriously navigate our life through this energy. So a couple of the points we hit on today, and as just a reminder to kind of maybe bring this into your field and kind of re-examine your life and kind of see where you can practice some of these beautiful reflector traits is to have a practice of non-attachment. We talked about that. And that's just moving through life, understanding that we are experiencing, okay? Especially if you have like a 3 in your personality profile, you are here to experience, you're here to discover, okay? And it's important to allow yourself to shift and move through these experiences in non-attachment. And then also the second one that I think is really important is again, environment and really feeling good about your environment and really holding yourself to it, right? Like I'm kind of holding myself to painting that front room gold. Like, okay, girl, like you can do it. Like, you know, it's going to feel so much better to you. Like when I get it done, it's going to brighten up the space and feel good to my energy. So I am going to take the time and make it exactly the way I want it to be. And that's going to lift my spirit. That's going to help me, you know, flow with this beautiful energy. And I think it speaks to health, you know, like I mentioned, reflectors who are in environments that are not healthy, they become unhealthy. And like I mentioned, the skin issues, but they can become unhealthy. And so I think that that's like a tall tale sign is like, if you're always unhealthy, right? It's like, I had a friend who just seems like always unhealthy, right? And I always thought about the house that, you know, he would live in. And I would just think about like the space and is it safe? Like, is there mold? Like, what's going on here? You and your family are always sick. Like, what's the deal? So it's just important to kind of bring it back to that. And like I mentioned, I love the vibe and the traits. This entire podcast episode has been about reflectors, but I love the fact that they're here to really flow with life. So, you know, one being the non-attachment and the practice of that, the two being the environment and allowing yourself to make those changes and allow it to feel good to you and healthy to you. The third one is really living in the energy of surprise. So allowing yourself to be more spontaneous, allowing yourself to move and shift through different experiences and non-attachment. And I feel like also, I just want to add to that by saying sometimes as we're getting older, right? And you know, as we're moving through life, we can really kind of feel like, I just wanted to kind of go do this. I want to go to the same restaurant. I want to go experience the same thing. I know what's going to happen when I do that, right? And I just kind of challenge you, like, what would happen if you didn't right? And instead you went and experienced this new thing and you meet the new person and you open this conversation and you don't know where it's going to go. What'll happen then? Maybe you're somebody who doesn't even like to leave your house, right? Or your space. And instead you're like, you know what? I'm going to get myself around other people, start new conversations. Maybe you're rusty on that. Maybe you're starting these conversations. You're kind of like, but then after a while it's flowing and it's going and it feels so good to you. And that's really the challenge with this aura and what I'm putting out on this episode. The challenge that I'm suggesting is that we all do this. We allow ourselves to be a little bit more spontaneous, live in the energy of surprise, allow our energy to just flow and move into these different spaces and new people, and maybe even kind of take on the idea that the universe is carrying us more than we know. And isn't that exciting? You know, like, isn't that interesting? Also, allowing yourself to, one thing that's super interesting about reflectors that I love, and this could be like number four for us, is really allowing yourself to be different around different people. I love how reflectors kind of shift and change depending on who they're around, because of course they're reflecting back that energy. And I just think, why not? You know, I find it super fascinating. I recently had on a travel coach, Sahara Rose, and I don't know if you heard that episode a couple of episodes back, but I found her episode really fascinating because I loved how she talked about as she had traveled to like over 84 countries or something like that. And amongst her travels, she would always talk about how she knew when leaving the United States that she would, you know, be shifting personalities and she would become someone else in order to, you know, hold her own, let's say, wherever she was in her travels, depending on what country she was going to and the levels of safety there and all of that. So I love that idea. I love the idea of just allowing yourself to be different around different people and kind of being that chameleon and letting new energy, new words come out. It's like really interesting to me. I love doing that. I do it all the time. If I feel like, you know, I'm like vibing in something new, I try to use new words. I try to be different than what most people expect me to be because I like the energy of change within my personality, but also in the evolution of like where I'm going in my life, right? I just want to be comfortable changing and shifting and not feel like I have to this, you know, and then like lay out the description of like who this person is, let's say who is Jen Taurus, and then list the traits. And that's fine. Everybody's going to have that naturally, but it's just this encouragement to allow yourself to change and shift and be different around different people. I truly think it's weird / not weird, but I kind of think that's what keeps people young. You know, when you can allow yourself to do this, it's like seeing things from this new eyes, like a childlike energy. And I love that. It's really, really beautiful. So another thing I want to just say as we are rounding this off is that it takes, when I think about the energy of reflectors and how, you know, they are, it takes a certain type of commitment and trust to really show up this way authentically, you know, changing, being different in different ways around different people, you know, sometimes every day. And I just think, wow, like that's fascinating. That's one way that we should all be doing life. So as I'm winding down this episode that has like a whole kind of like reflector vibe and like how we can embody some of this energy would be so healthy for all of us, I want to leave you with some reflector mantras, okay? And I teach this in my energy type and strategy class, but I love mantras, period. I think they're super healthy and they're also so motivating and they tell the universe what you want. So a couple of mantras I want us to be left with in this episode is the first one is, I am open to soul aligned surprises that are in divine alignment. Okay. So I am open to soul aligned surprises that are in divine alignment. The next one is, I am releasing all misaligned stuck energy from my open centers. I am releasing all misaligned stuck energy from my open centers. I feel like, yes, just let it go. Even just saying that, it feels so good. The next one is, I allow myself to shift and change into greater alignment and more aligned environments. So I allow myself to shift and change into greater alignment and more aligned environments. The next one is, I am a clear vessel, which is I mean, it's like, it's so simple, but I feel like it's so good. Like, I am a clear vessel. And the last one is I take my time to make important decisions. Now, that might be not be true for you if you are like a sacral being and you get that quick gut yes or no and you have sacral authority. But sometimes for a lot of us, we need more time. Okay. And so it's okay to have that. And I think just giving yourself that permission changes everything. So I hope that this episode provided you with some new things to think about, some new energy to get behind, some new ideas around like how to navigate the day to day. This really helped me. Honestly, receiving a couple of reflectors for readings lately was super eye-opening for me because they are only 1%. So it was super interesting. And it really kind of inspired me to do an episode like this where I talk about this energy and the ways in which we could use this in our life. So if you are interested in more of energy type information, you want some affirmations, there is a free workbook in the show notes to this podcast. And you could just click that link and download for free your HD workbook. And that's really going to help you to navigate all of the energy types and also give you mantras. And it's really nice because it lists out all of the energy types, which if you have children, if you have an employee, like employees, maybe just a friend or a partner you want to know more about, you can get more information just by downloading that workbook. And then the last thing I'll say is if you have been listening to the episodes for some time, or maybe this is your first time, please leave a review. If you have a second, that would be so helpful for the energy of the podcast and just for the algorithm. It really does help. So leave a review, help your girl out. If you have a second, I would so appreciate it. Leave a review. It could be something really quick, just like rate the podcast. I would very much so appreciate it. But I hope that you have an amazing rest of your week or whenever you're listening to this, sending you so much love. And I will see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast. Sending you so much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.